Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. As I'm doing this particular recording for this lesson, we're in the midst of this outbreak of the coronavirus that is all over the country and really all over the world, and we're studying the lesson of Jesus the Great Physician. What a timely topic of study for this Bible school, and this from a Sunday school lesson that was written on November the 5th, 1922. Now you might want to get your Bibles and turn to the lesson text. It's Luke chapter 4, verses 31, and then, well, particularly Luke chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. But what you might want to do, instead of turning to that lesson text right now, is turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, because I'm about to read that chapter in connection with this lesson. Now, while you're getting your Bibles and turning either to Luke chapter 5 or Hebrews chapter 11, I'll remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have been meeting in this location to worship our God after the New Testament order for over 100 years. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, we were studying in the last lesson. That says in James 4, verses 14 through 26, where it talks about faith and how faith apart from works is barren, and that this principle of God in dealing with men runs through the whole Bible. And Hebrews 11 is an illustration of this. Hebrews chapter 11 is one of those great chapters in the Bible that is great because it is a chapter on faith. It's the great chapter of faith. And it's going to tell us about faith, but I want you to notice, while we read this, that faith in Hebrews chapter 11 consists of taking God at His word and doing what God says. Every example of faith going down through this chapter has to do with how men responded to faith, and they responded in obedience to what God said. Now, that's how the great physician works. You know, if the doctor gives you some directions or a prescription, and you don't ever fill it, and you don't ever follow through, he can't healed you, and neither can Jesus heal your sin-sick soul if you don't follow the directions of the great physician. Now let's read Hebrews chapter 11, and I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901, and here's how this particular version reads. Now faith is an assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen. For therein the elders had witness borne to them. By faith we understand that the words have been framed by the word of God, so that what is seen hath not been made out of things which appear. By faith Abel offered unto the Lord a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he had borne witness to him that he was righteous, God bearing him witness in respect of his gifts, and through it he being dead yet speaketh. Let me read that part again where it says, By faith Abel, what did he do? He offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. You see how faith wrought works? Let's look at Hebrews 11:5, the next verse. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found because God translated him. For he had bore witness to him before his translation. He had been well-pleasing unto God. You see what Enoch did? Enoch walked with God, we read in the book of Genesis, and his walk with God was well-pleasing unto him. And that's why by faith he was translated that he should not see death. Let's continue. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It's not just believing, it is also diligently seeking after him. Hebrews 11:7. By faith Noah, being warned of God concerning things not seen as yet, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, through which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. You go back and read that old account out of the book of Genesis, and you'll see that Noah did according to all that God commanded him. And so by faith, he moved and prepared. Look at Abraham. Hebrews 11:8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out to the place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out not knowing whether he went. Did you see what Abraham did by faith? He obeyed. That means God had given him instructions. He took God at his word and he followed God's instructions. That's how we're saved, by faith. Let me read it again and then continue reading about Abraham. Hebrews 11:8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out into a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he became a sojourner in the land of promise, as in a land not his own, dwelling in tents, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, even Sarah herself received power to conceive seed when she was past age, since she counted him faithful who had promised. Wherefore also there sprang of one, and of him as good as dead, so many as the stars of heaven in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them, and greeted them from afar, and having confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things make it manifest that they are seeking after a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been mindful of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed of them to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, Hebrews 11:17, Abraham, being tried, offered up Isaac. Yea, he that had gladly received the promises was offering up his only begotten son, even he to whom it was said, In Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God is able to raise up even from the dead, from which he did also in a figure receive him back. By faith, Hebrews 11:20, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even concerning things to come. Hebrews 11:21, by faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, and worshipped leaning on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when his end was nigh, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a goodly child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to share ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, accounting the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked into the recompense of reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, that the destroyer of the firstborn should not touch him. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were swallowed up. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they'd been compassed about for 7 days. By faith Rahab the harlot perished not with them that were disobedient, having received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, waxed mighty in war, turned to flight armies of aliens. Women received their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonments. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. They were slain with a sword. They went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and in the holes of the earth. And all these, having had borne witness to them through their faith, received not the promise, God having provided something better concerning us, that apart from us they should not be made perfect. What a beautiful chapter in the Bible about the power of faith and how faith works. There's some comments on that in Elam's notes. Elam talks about how that the children of Israel, being bitten by serpents, looked upon the brazen serpent and were healed. Now the story of that, or the command for that, comes from the book of Numbers. That is Numbers chapter 21. And God gave this instruction, Numbers 21 and verse 9. Moses made a serpent of brass and set it upon the standard. And it came to pass that as a serpent had bitten any man, when he looked into the serpent of brass, he lived. They could not have been healed by looking up a tree or not in looking at all. Their faith must be expressed in the specific act that God required. There was no such act required during Christ's personal ministry on earth in order to be healed or pardoned. Hence, any manifestation of faith and an earnest effort to reach Christ was acceptable. Things like touching the hem of his garment, or anointing him with ointment and kissing his feet, and washing them in tears of humility and penitence, or, as in this lesson, but faith which did not lead to action, did not lead to the blessing. Just before he ascended to heaven, Christ ordained certain specific acts, which in faith in him is to be expressed. The partaking of the Lord's Supper. Faith in the body and blood of Jesus is shown, and his death is proclaimed. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 26. It's where we read, as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye proclaim the Lord's death until he come. And in baptism is manifested faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. Colossians 2 and verse 12. This faith is not manifested in performing some other acts or in doing nothing at all. To be pardoned now, Jesus has ordained that people must believe in him, repent of all their sins, and be baptized into his name. We're going to continue there in the next class. You be listening for this school bell. And while other schools may close due to weather or due to a virus or due to various other reasons, you won't catch a virus by listening to the Warren County Radio Bible School.